So you know me, how much I love Dave Chappelle.
Big time. Love him.
Yeah. So I guess he gets interviewed a lot on television, and they always go to the small town where he lives, which is called Yellow Springs, Ohio, which is outside Dayton. It's a tiny little town. There's like 2,000 people in the whole town.
Mm.
It's like, you know those murder shows, Murder in the Heartland, where there's like 50 people and one of them kills the other?
That's the town they do it in.
That's how small the town is. It's tiny, tiny.
Mm.
So, but he's a big fan. He loves, you know, he didn't go to Hollywood. He doesn't live in New York. He lives in this small town in Ohio where he feels safe and comfortable. His family's there. And he puts his money where his mouth is. So his latest project is that he has a company and they're building a restaurant. There was an abandoned, I guess it's like an abandoned fire department, fire building. What are those called? Firehouse.
Firehouse. What's the fireplace called? Yeah, it's a firehouse.
It's like an abandoned firehouse, and he's building a restaurant there. Yeah, and I think it's going to be called like the Firehouse Restaurant. And then he's also putting in a comedy club, you know?
Mm.
So in that same area, not too far away, there was a proposal to build affordable housing, which on paper sounds great. People should have a place to live. Of course, they should be able to have a place to live that they can afford and raise their families. Nobody's against that. The problem is, this is an ill-conceived affordable housing project. And I only know this because I've read all the articles about, even people that were like, pro, like, put in affordable housing. Oh, wait, what? Okay, maybe not yet. The problem is, they don't have enough roads. So they first have to build roads that go to these housing to these buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, some of them are buildings, some of them are duplex. They're not sure what they're going to do. Well, you don't even know what you're building. And then if you don't know what you're building, we have a water system here that is very limited. What pipes? You need water pipes. You need water. You can't just build buildings and not give people water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the whole thing is very, it seems like it's been ill-conceived from the beginning, their heart is in the right place. They want to build affordable housing. They need it. But there's more that has to happen first. So there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, Dave Chappelle, he's such a boomer. Oh, what an asshole. Just you. And they're saying all these negative things about him without knowing the full story. So I just gave you the full story.
Mm.
He's not against affordable housing. He's against this project because it's going to cause a lot of traffic in the areas where he lives and wants to build his restaurant and comedy club, and he's going to be, you know, he's offering jobs to people. I mean, he's helping the community. So he went to the city council meeting, and I guess, I don't know if he knows it, but the whole thing is always taped. Like, they video the whole thing.
They put it on the web. It's live.
It's live on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah.
All city councils of any shape or size do that.
Right, which is why it was funny. Remember we saw that one where the guy brought a green screen, put it in his car, and he pretended he was home, but he was driving.
That one, and the guy that started to take off his clothes in the city council meeting, he started to get naked. Yeah,
right.
There's always something going on because they're always rolling some type of video.
Live, yeah. People don't realize there's always video rolling. So there's video rolling, and they have their meeting. And I guess, you know, Dave Chappelle knew, but I guess he didn't realize that this was going to go viral. So here is Dave Chappelle at his local Yellow Springs city council meeting telling them that if they build this affordable housing in this terrible way, he is taking all of his projects off the table.
Hi, I'm Dave Chappelle. I just want to say, I don't know why the village council would be afraid of litigation from a $24 million a year company while they kicks out a $65 million a year company. I cannot believe you would make me audition for you. You look like clowns. I am not bluffing. I will take it all off the table. That's all. Thank you.
So, do you see all the people laughing? Like, they thought it was a stand-up routine. They were like, he shows up like, hi, I'm Dave Chappelle. And they're like, okay, yay, we're ready. Like, they thought they would be
paid to get in here. This is awesome.
I know. Like, they were being punked or something. But he was just a citizen voicing his opinion. But I think people have a problem with it because he's rich and he's famous, and they feel like he has a louder voice than other people.
Mm.
But no, he's a local business owner. And as it turns out, they all voted against the project anyway. And people that were for the project, once it was presented to them that it was, that there were too many things they didn't consider, like the roads and the water, they were like, you know what? You're right. We're not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you will see this story everywhere today and tomorrow, certainly tomorrow. And it will make Dave Chappelle look like he's just a bully. So I wanted to give you the context of it so you understand that he's just a business owner in that town. And everybody stood up and was against this housing project.
And that happens in every town. The town that I live in, they're building all this stuff right outside this big intersection. And right now you can't get through the intersection because it's so big. But nobody thinks that far through. They said, oh, let's put it there. We'll worry about it later. Not, no, there's only this one lane road. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that happened here in New York City, too. There was an area where they had taken out affordable housing, sold that to developers, and they put up these big giant buildings with like multi-million dollar apartments. And there's a big lot across the way. So they were like, that's it. We're taking this lot. We're putting affordable housing here. And they started building and they realized, oh, there's a reason why no one's building on this lot. It's a swamp. You can't put a foundation in here. So to this day, and I just walked by there today, to this day, it is a big, giant, empty, barren, open lot.
It's in the heart of the city.
In the heart of a city. Well, let me say something else. With water views, it's facing the East River.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the affordable housing that was going to go there, these people were going to have an amazing view, except for the fact that the view was going to be mostly from their bed because they were going to be sunk down into the river. So, yeah. I mean, like, the concept is there. Like, people want to help other people. But then when you get down to the nitty-gritty, you can't put a building here.
Yeah, I always wonder about that. When you put a building, like, your building, your size, you have a big building in New York. How does that not just sink into the ground all the time? You know, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, no, I wonder the same thing all the time. Like, wow, modern engineering is amazing when you think about it. I mean, and I live in an area where they're building stuff like crazy. And I used to make fun of all the men that I knew who would stop and watch the other men building things and be like, oh, look at them building stuff. Now I'm the idiot who's like, how are they doing this? Mm-hmm. And I stop and I what's so funny is, I don't know if you know this, but so here in New York City, whenever they're building something, they put up basically like plywood around the building project to protect everybody. But every couple of feet, they put a little window in because they know that people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want the looky-loos walking in to the project and getting, you know, something happening because they're not wearing hard hats and it's dangerous. So they have to put windows in to keep people out.
Like you're
people want to see what's going on. Yeah, we're all so nosy. We got to know what's going on. I want to see what's going on. So you got to put a window in at least. Otherwise, I'm coming in. And if I get injured, you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't understand why buildings don't sink. And I don't understand how you get those cargo ships, how you put all that cargo on and it doesn't sink right to the bottom. Doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It's called physics. You should probably Google it.
I understand that, but I don't understand how they do it. It's got to be hard.
Well, just because you don't understand doesn't mean it can't be done. That's like people that are afraid of flying. It's like, I understand that you don't get the concept of something that heavy being up in the air and how it stays up. But trust me, it stays up. And there's enough people who fly planes and engineers who put planes together that they get it and they're not afraid. It's like, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's, you know,
no,
it's
I get that. I just look at it funny. I look at airplanes funny. Why don't they fall out of the sky? I look at birds. Why don't they fall out of the sky? It doesn't make any sense. So it's not like I'm not going to fly. I just don't understand it.
Right.
This is what's going on in my head. This is why I don't speak it too often, because you say, you need to learn physics.
No, but and this is why we have Google, because you can just Google how do cargo ships not sink.
Can you imagine working at Google and just seeing that in real time, what people Google? Why come the ships don't sink? It's like, wow.
If anything ever happens to you, the first thing you should do is erase your search history. Not because it's porn, because of the stupid questions that you probably asked Google.
Yeah, because I probably said, why come something?
Right.
And Google had to figure it out.